One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus never talked negatively. He said, by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. Now, where you are today is a result of what you said yesterday, whether or not you believe it. It doesn't make any difference. Somebody says, I don't believe in the force of gravity. Does it make any difference? That's what's keeping you on the chair. That's what's keeping you down here. You don't have to believe it. It's just working. I don't believe in the existence of oxygen. Does it make any difference? You're just talking. You need it. You see it? So it's not whether or not you believe. It's like the atheist who says, I don't believe in God. Well, you're a fool. The Bible says you're a fool. It says the fool says there's no God. Now, just because you say you don't believe in God doesn't get him out of existence. He's still there. He's still there. Doesn't change a thing. So what we ought to know, you know, some people say, well, if I don't believe in God, then he'll never get me. Let me just stay, you know, please don't preach to me. Don't preach anything to me. They think that if they don't believe in anything, then their lives will just go straight without believing anything. You are done for. Why? Because you see, in every other thing in life, you want to know the truth. Why don't you also find out the truth about God? There are so many ways. Depends on which one you choose. No, you're wrong. You're wrong. There can't be so many ways. When you hear from Jesus, you make up your mind about him. He's the only one who ever said, I am the way. He didn't say, I come to show you the way. He said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And when he said that, it was proved by his resurrection from the dead. And he's the only one who loved us so much and gave his life for us. Nobody else ever did that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, almost everybody here believes in Jesus. Now, I said almost, because I know there was one or two who are still trying to make up their minds. Before this service is over, you better make up your mind. Now, almost everybody believes. Now, y'all who believe, I wonder if you really know what you believe. When you believe in God, the next thing is to study his word. Get to know his word. See, don't let somebody tell you such and such a thing is in the Bible, and then you don't go back to study it for yourself. Find out. I stole a beautiful testimony about a lady who called on telephone, and she had been watching our TV programs, and she said she had had some of our relatives who died of HIV, and she had become a worker at the rehabilitation centers, and she tried to help the AIDS victims, you know, help them, encourage them, and prepare them for death so they could die happily. Then When she began to watch programs, she realized they didn't have to die. You see that? She realized they didn't have to die. And she said, I found God's word from you. I got it. I've discovered they don't have to die. And she has a new message for them. Going back to the same people to tell them they don't have to die. Oh, hallelujah. There's hope in Christ Jesus. They don't have to die. See, she's got a new message now. Hallelujah. Until you hear something, you cannot believe it. But when you hear it, you have a chance to believe it. And when you believe, find out more about it. See, you have a Bible. Study your Bible. Tell somebody close to you, study your Bible. Tell the other one, study your Bible. One more time, study. Say the word study, 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 study. Good, thank you. Now, don't hold a pen close to anybody's eyes, all right? We don't want to start a healing service for eyes. All right. And Jesus said, search the scriptures. Search. That's another way of saying study. See, when you face anything in life, take your Bible, find out what it says about the case, and make up your mind it's not going to take you down. Make up your mind. That problem is not going to take you down. You're going to find out what the word says, and by the word of God, you will destroy that adversary. Hallelujah. You ready? Now, you know, we started studying something about the Lordship of Jesus, and we couldn't really get in. And I was in the introductory part of it, so I want to give you the remaining parts. All right. Well, but to get that across to you, I'll have to take you up from where we left off. All right? Just a little. Maybe if we can conclude it, great. But if we don't, maybe some other time. You're ready for this? And it's so, so important. See, when I say I love the Word of God, it's because I know what it says. What it says. And God's Word has to become personal to you. That's the only way it works. Now, a lot of times, we were taught and we studied for ourselves that the devil tempted Jesus. How many of you remember that? Do you remember that story? The Bible says, the tempter came unto him and said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. You remember the case? Great. And then Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Great. Now, I did tell you that on that particular occasion, when the devil said to him, cast yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, unless thou dash thy foot against a stone. Satan quoted scripture to Jesus. And the scripture is logos. So Satan spoke logos to Jesus. And Jesus had spoken logos to Satan. And so now he decided to reply Jesus with logos. Logos is the word of God. that you have studied, that's general, that's to every one of us. Logos is the whole body of truth, the whole revelation of God. Logos is that word that has been written concerning us, concerning the devil, concerning angels, concerning God, concerning about everything. That's Logos. We can quote any scripture from here and give it to anybody. That's Logos, sharing God's word. So when Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, Jesus was quoting Logos. But when Jesus commanded that devil to go, he didn't go. Instead, because Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. And the Bible shows us he didn't go away. Instead, he said, it is written. He quoted scripture to Jesus. Now, if you don't study it properly, you would think it's the same thing because you have same story. It's in Luke's gospel and then it's in Matthew's gospel. You look at it, it looks exactly the same, but they're not the same. On one occasion, Jesus said, get thee hence, and the devil left. But this time, Jesus said, get thee behind me, and the devil didn't go. Hence, he quoted scripture to Jesus. He gave him Logos. It's like you getting ready to go to church and the devil says, do you have to go to church today? Or you say, well, he says, 6 days, it is written, 6 days shall thou labor. The 7 day is the Sabbath of rest. So you say, so there's no need to go to church on Wednesday. There's no need to go to church on any day of the week. That's for laboring. You'll be a laborer the rest of your life. See, No, it's so important. If you don't give God time, you can have time. You tell God, well, this is my work day. So I just pray in the morning and then go to work. Then God says, it's all right. Keep working. You're going to work the rest of your life. But you want to have a cool life such that everything you do turns into success. And then there's rest in your soul. You've got to give God time. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.